and Orange are merging to create the UK's largest mobile operator. Andy Verity is here. It's going to be a monster.
That's right, yeah. With 37% of the UK mobile phone market, Nicky. It's going to be a huge company owned by the French and the Germans. They say 50-50, 28 million customers, and way ahead of its rivals O2 and Vodafone, which is the only British-owned player in the market significantly, who are reportedly ready to pay about £4 billion, but they got pipped to the post. Let's talk to Eddie Murphy, who's telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Andy.
Now, they're saying this will be good for customers, but with 37% of the market, is it good for us or good for them?
Well, it will hopefully turn out to be good for both. I think it's the regulator's job to ensure that that's what actually happens. I mean, clearly there's a big cost saving for the two operators if they start sharing their infrastructure. They estimate that they'd save about €4 billion over the next 5 years.
Well, looking at those savings, where do they come from? Because, as you say, they've both got networks. They've also both got big chains of shops. What's it going to mean for those?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a big merger at the shops level. I mean, the announcement this morning didn't actually give any details about what they were going to do about their branding, but I suspect in order for the regulator to allow this to proceed, then they will have to continue to trade as two separate organisations as far as customers are concerned. It's just the infrastructure that they use to deliver those services will be shared between the two of them, and that's where the saving comes from.
Well, there's a little bit of detail here, Eddie, saying that they'll maintain the brand separately for 18 months after the completion of the transaction.
Right, you have more up-to-date information than I have.
If that's right, though, what that will mean is that after 18 months, they can easily have the same brand, and then there'll be no point in having two shops with the same brand in the same high street.
Under those circumstances, then you probably would see consolidation on the high street.
We're talking about thousands of jobs at stake here, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I mean, both of these operators have a very large high street presence, and that, of course, but that's quite a long way down the line.
But if they're talking about making savings of £3.5 billion, can we anticipate that this merger, if it's going to make the shareholders those kind of savings, is going to lose a lot of people their jobs?
Undoubtedly a large part of the saving will be in terms of not having to run two separate networks and not having to have two distribution networks on the high street. So, yes. The rationale for mergers like this always does involve a fair number of job losses.
Now, as you say, the competition authorities are going to be looking into it with them having more than a third of the market. Do you think they're likely to be placed under any kind of restrictions to try and make sure they don't take the mickey with their prices?
Well, I think we're going from a situation where we've got five competing operators to a situation where we will have four competing operators, although one of those will actually have two competing retail arms. So I don't think there's going to be a huge climb down in terms of the level of competition that already exists. So I don't think the competitive pressure will allow people to start doing silly things with their prices.
It does get complicated, though, doesn't it? Because, for example, Virgin Mobile and Three UK, who are two of their competitors, they have a network sharing agreement with T-Mobile, don't they? Where does that leave them?
It's slightly different. Virgin Mobile actually is a mobile virtual network operator. They don't operate their network at all. They're actually carried on the T-Mobile network.
Yeah, they're just a sort of marketing front, aren't they?
I suspect that they will continue to operate on the merged network. Three has a slightly different situation. They have a network sharing agreement for their 3G networks with T-Mobile. I think that is actually included in the deal, so that will continue to happen.
Okay.
So we're starting to see a situation where we might be consolidating down into about two mobile networks with all five operators operating on either one of them.
Interesting. Thanks very much for that. It's Eddie Murphy there, telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. A couple of bits